I'm here with Yannick Scott. Welcome to CKUT 90.3. Could you explain what's happening right now with the Canada Post and the issue that's around it?
As you all know it, December 11, Canada Post did make a big announcement in 5 points. The first one was to move door-to-door delivery to community boxes. Of course, came with it was the new stamp pricing, where we saw the price of stamp, and that was just imposed a few weeks ago. The stamp went up to $1 per unit, or if you were to buy a bulk of stamps, you would have to pay now 85 cents rather than 67. Of course, Canada Post announces that they wanted to expand more franchise. So that means closing down more postal office, and of course, well, they want to address the cost of labor and the streamline operation, which we just had an announcement, which is going to bring the mail from Ottawa to Montreal, and Montreal is going to be losing some of the video coding that has been made that will be transferred to Toronto City. So that's basically the announcement of Canada Post in December of last year. And we're just getting the repercussion of those new ways of doing business with Canada Post.
Well, Canada Post is moving their letter sorting out of Ottawa, as you said, to Montreal and Hamilton to Toronto and even London. I mean, that's like 180 jobs lost. What does that mean for our senior workers and upcoming retirees?
Well, not only upcoming, it impacts everybody, even the community, because those are great jobs located in communities. And unfortunately, with the closing down and transferring of that mail, well, those communities are losing good jobs. Of course, seniors and people that are almost to the edge of getting or having their retirement will be somehow forced to take the retirement because they're going to be offered jobs that don't necessarily fit their capabilities. I mean, at 55, you can become a letter carrier. I mean, it's a hard job, even more with the modern post. And now you're, you know, on the edge of retiring. You did maybe 30 years as a clerk, and all of a sudden the job doesn't exist anymore, and you've been asked to whatever retired or, you know, continue as a letter carrier. So those are hard jobs, and of course people are going to be forced to take their retirement earlier than what they expected, and community will be losing good jobs, which help the community to evolve.
I'm assuming they're getting severance package, and there are more retirees out there than mail carriers that are out there working. So the Canada Post is investing in pension plans and having those packages available for the upcoming retirees.
Well, what's happening, the announcement made on December was based on supposedly the money loss that they will occur until 2020. And by the conference board, that was a study made by the conference board saying that Canada Post was to lose up to $1 billion in 2020, which in fact is not true because we saw the numbers of 2012, 2013, 2014 coming in. Of course, they're not that great, but they're less than what was expected. So they didn't announce that five-point review of the postal service in order to sustain the pension and everything that, you know, the benefits that actual employees have. Unfortunately, the impact, they won't be offering severance or package. People are going to be quitting. They're already planned. They're already having problem with the current pension plan because it has been managed not necessarily in a good way lately. And of course, we all know with the financial crisis that we did face since 2007, we're still, you know, running and trying to recuperate from those moments. But Canada Post is supposed to offer, you know, benefits and a good pension plan, but even the pension plan is under attack by Canada Post and the federal government. So we don't know how it's going to turn out for those people that will actually retire a bit before the moment that they expected at the beginning.
Well, Yannick Scott, you are the representative of 6,500 members in the Greater Montreal. Now, you mentioned in December the Canada Post, you know, planning 6,000 to 8,000 jobs, you know, by this December. How is it going to affect Montreal and the surrounding communities?
Well, already for the first very city, we got Repentigny, we got Boisbriand, we got Sainte-Thérèse, Bois de Filion. Those cities already will be losing their door-to-door delivery. So basically, what's going to be happening in the upcoming month, and it's supposed to start in September, people will have to get to a community box to get their mail, which caused a lot of problem for not only the population in general, not only for the little carriers, because we love the job that we're doing, but for the community itself. I mean, we got seniors that can get out of their house or are very limited. You know, we got some special weather in Quebec, in Canada. We got big, long winters. We got hot summers. We got rainy spring and rainy fall. So all weather-wise, people are going to have a lot of difficulty of getting their mail when in those mailboxes. And another problem we're facing about those mailboxes is we saw in British Columbia, only for last year, over 8,000 infractions were made.
How will it be for the community mailbox in a dense city like Montreal, as you mentioned, in Vancouver, and people coming in and taking the mails?
That's going to be a big headache. Seriously, I can't see University, Peel Street, or even Saint-Denis having those community boxes at the corner of the street. It's going to be a mess. Not to mention that we see in the suburbs where already those boxes are implemented, you can see file of cars after five. People are actually driving to the box, letting their car running while they're trying to get their mail. And often you see a lineup, just like at Tim Hortons in the morning. You see actually people doing the lineups to get their mail over there. So I can see it happening in Montreal. That's a very good question.
How would the Canadian Union of Postal Workers plan to fight back against those cuts? And what are the plans for the spring and beyond?
Well, we're working closely with the MPs. We're working with the population because the first people that would be impacted, the population itself, people with, well, of course, limitation, elder people, monoparental women as well. I mean, you're getting your mail at 6, 7 p.m. in pitch black. It might cause a problem for the security of those women. So the plan for the Canadian Union of Postal Workers is to work out with the population, telling Canada Post and the Harper government that we want our door-to-door delivery. That is a service that belongs to Canadians ever since Canada Post and the Royal Mail in the past was and has to happen.
The first one I want to talk about is there are more digital users than before. Why are we seeing the stamp price rising?
Well, for us, is part of the plan to get to privatize Canada Post. I mean, and for us, the main reason they're doing that is that they're aiming and heading to privatize the postal services.
Where does the Conservative Party stand in the changes of an independent organization like Canada Post?
For instance, the Conservative government are supporting Canada Post's decision to eliminate door-to-door delivery to more than 5 million homes. So the government, Harper and Conservative, are behind the decision of Canada Post and are supporting the price of the stamp, the new price, should we say, the elimination of door-to-door delivery, and of course, cutting down on the services offered to the Canadian population. They're behind Canada Post 100%.
Are the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, are they communicating across the nation?
We just did lately in Ottawa, we just hold a symposium on postal services, which brought to Canada a lot of union within the world. And we did talk about what was happening here, and we saw that it is happening elsewhere. We did have a panel about, you know, banking services and ways of making sure that postal services around the world evolve. And of course, we're talking. And probably Canada Post is exactly doing the same on their side. But the Canadian Union of Postal Workers is working close with other unions from around the world in order to make sure that we save our postal service here in Canada.
Well, thank you for taking the time, Yannick, Scott, today and coming to CKUT 90.3. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's my pleasure.
Is there anything you would like to tell our audience?
Well, if ever you want to fight back, type CUPW in your Google and you'll see the upcoming events. You'll see how you can get involved if you want to save your door-to-door delivery.
That's it. How to save your door-to-door delivery. Thank you.